I would like to offer to you today is the moments, happy moments that have been lost because of too much me and I, too much ego. It is very important, because when we have not have this mindfulness fully established, we always forgot. That's our habitual beings, forgetful beings we are. Because of this too much I, too much self, what happened then? Because this I and this me is always in the front, especially in a modern life or in olden days life, whichever life it is, throughout the times, the happiness come from family and friends. Isn't it? The most inner circle of family is your, you know, partners and your children. That's where happiness come from. And then come from their parents and relatives and then workplaces, etc. But family is the first place where happiness that comes, you know, towards us. But what happened is this me and I is in the front, and then too much of this ego is there. And when we hear something from our children, from our partners, you know, that is not to our likings, to a certain degree, little, maybe big. And then due to the forgetfulness, upon hearing those words, upon seeing those actions, oh, this big me and I is coming up, rolling and rolling. Ego is coming up. Oh, I don't like that. I'm upset now. I'm frustrated now. I'm angry now. Rolling and rolling. And then you give it all there. Blood it out. You know, you are this, you are that. And then anger was there. Oh, so disappointed. And then your partner feels so bad. Your children feel so frightened. Meeting your anger face to face. And you may be a dominant person there in the family, and then you're in a very strong position compared to your partners and your children, especially the children. They have no base, no power at all to confront you like this. They are on the raw end of the receiving, you know, their brunt, isn't it? So if you look carefully off there, because of this me and I and the anger was so great, you forgot what you are having a family for. You upset them, you make them, you know, really hurt, you know, you make them frightened. Isn't it? How come this happened? Because of this ego and this me and I too much in the front. What happens? When the me and I is too much in the front, all these dissatisfaction, unsatisfactoriness, anger, emotions, feelings, you know, it blinded us on all the other things that we could have seen. Instead of this anger coming up, if only if the mind is calm and peaceful and have this little forgiveness, oh well, don't worry, you know. You know, have a smile, and then it always happened to us, that's okay. And give them a hug or a kiss. The moment is there, everyone's happy. And you don't lose that happiness in that moment. That moment is filled with happiness. On the other side, the other way around, you were so angry, you did all those things. That happiness moment that you could have is gone, lost forever, isn't it? Please consider carefully about this, what I'm trying to put to you. Why does this happen? Because we are forgetful. We're not mindful. We forgot what we are having a family for. We forgot. Only what I like, what I don't like, my anger is more important than the other things. Because we forgot. Are we looking after ourselves? Do we love ourselves? Are we trying to strive for happiness? Of course, the answer is yes. But in this instance, when me and I is in the front and anger and frustration coming up and say those things, do those things, we forgot how to look after our own happiness. And those things are not, you know, things that will bring happiness to us, isn't it? We forgot. First thing we want is happiness. And we forgot how to grow happiness, how to create happiness. Instead, we make our